103.2.
We go back to Griffin Park now, where Steve Harshorn is waiting with Billy Dearden.
I am indeed, Ian. Welcome. Billy, are you, I think you're more than happy with that, or are you actually a little bit disappointed?
Disappointed we haven't won the game, actually. I thought we created enough chances to win three or four games. Three cup chances. I thought we played, I thought we looked very strong, second half. And the lads are in the dressing room as though they've lost the game.
What sort of game plan did you start with to go out? Did you think, you know, it's going to be a tough game here against Brentford, we'll go out, we'll go for a draw, try and get a draw, or were it all out for the win?
We go for a win every time we go out, but it doesn't always work out that way. We went out and to refer to Brentford, they come out of the traps well, but we weathered it or whatever. But they didn't really create a lot of chances, I didn't think, and we created the best chance of the game, and the longer the game went, apart from the last couple of minutes, I thought there was only one team going to win.
The only thing that worried me, Billy, throughout the game was the fact that as the crosses were coming in, we were winning the first ball, but not picking up the second ball. Did that worry you?
No, not really. Do you mean going forward? Do you mean
no, as Brentford, yeah, as Brentford were attacking, we were winning the first ball in, but...
We have defended better from cross balls, and, you know, I mean, I know one or two can do better, but I thought as a team, as a unit, we defended quite well. You know, when the ball was in the box, we'd, like you say, we got the ball out of the box, but we didn't get the second ball as quick as I thought we should do. We were second to it, like, you know, it's just a bit of responsibility of people going towards the ball, but not a major concern. And I think if you created chances like we did at the other end, we can afford to do that defensively.
Just touching on your midfield, do you think the midfield's done well today?
I thought they've worked tremendously hard. The two in centre midfield, Dawson and Belly, I thought they've done very, very well, and they both had efforts at goal throughout the 60 minutes. Nicky's had efforts at goal all game, the big fellas at the post, you know, so Nene's come on and had two good strikes at goal, so Dan Martin been through, you know, he should have hit the target second half from an inside left spot, and so they've all, everybody in the midfield and the front men have had chances today, which is good, and we've had two or three half chances or whatever from set pieces, which I think we will score more goals from this season, with McIntosh and Buckle, people like that going to second the ball. I think we're going to be a threat in the air at set pieces.
Just looking at the so-called pundits up and down the country, they've already labelled Mansfield Town as one of the teams that we're going to be relegated. On today's performance, that looks awful nonsense, doesn't it?
Well, it's only one game, isn't it? I mean, there's another 45 to go, so they're taking no notice of that. They've got to pick somewhere, and unfortunately they picked us to get relegated, so we just proved people wrong. We've been proving it wrong last year, we'll prove it wrong again this year. We know we're only a small squad, and we know if we get two or three injuries, we'll struggle probably more than anybody. But if we carry on as we are now, and we win matches and we get more punters through the gate, you know, there's no reason why we can't strengthen the squad. But today, to come here to Brentford, there's not many teams who come here and win football matches. Don't you worry about that, because they're a good team at home. Terry's got them working very hard, but I thought today we deserve to win the game on chances. I thought we did very, very well.
Just looking ahead to Tuesday night, a difficult trip up to Holden in the Calling Cup.
Yeah, very difficult. But we're going there with a good result here on our backs. So we'll go there and give it our best shot. And, you know, I think whoever we play against us now, I think, you know, where Nicky Bolden is, he's getting chances. We all know he's been on fire from day one pre-season, and he's created chances for himself, and he's got on the end of things. He looks as though he's going to score goals every game he plays. What I will say, I thought the supporters were fantastic. I mean, to bring 400 odd down here on August day like today, like it, the lads have done brilliant really to play, because down on pitch side it must be 90 degrees down there today, and they were full of energy, and I thought they looked very, very fit towards the end of the game. We didn't have the best run down. We didn't have a pre-match.
Yeah, you and me both.
our pre-match meal till 10-1. We got stuck on the M25 for a good hour plus. So it wasn't the right preparation. We just put it at the back of our minds, and the lads wanted to go out and get warmed up as they normally do, and that's what they did. And I thought they've done me proud today.
They have indeed. A massive day of positives to Mansfield Town. Should have won the game, haven't. Got a creditable draw. Thank you very much, Billy Dearden. I'm sure Billy will troop off home rather happy with his weekend's work and look forward to the game against Oldham Athletic on Tuesday. It is extremely late, Mickey. Talk me through your goal. That was some finish. And the reason I'm asking you to talk me through it is because I missed it.
Yeah, everyone seems to have missed it.
No, the keeper did, thankfully. Yeah. Go on, talk us through it.
No, it was just a straight ball through, and he had a touch in it, sat up nicely. You know, and I thought the shot was on, and connected nicely with him.
Well, people are already saying goal of the season on the opening day of the season.
I'm not sure about that. It was a decent finish. It's nice to get off to a good start. But I thought the team performance was good. To come back from a goal down, I thought it was excellent because we wouldn't have done that last season. And I think all in all, the energy was good and the team spirit was there.
On a personal level, you've begun pre-season in the first game of the season absolutely on fire, I think.
I think that...
What's the reason?
I think for the Stag fans, last season it was difficult because I'd obviously had a year out, and it was tough getting back in. Played out of position most of last season, and I think this season it's sort of I've come back in good shape and sort of half stone lighter than I was last season. It's sort of the old me.
Talking of the old you, you've been the old one in the household. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to give Rory a bit of stick, aren't you, at the weekend?
Not really. Me and Rory.
I'll be good. Do you see my goal? Yeah. Over at Sunday dinner.
Yeah, no. Rory's scored a few of those, and he's a good player. And I think he'll get his chance fairly early on this season. I think he looked very sharp in pre-season.
From an inside point of view, I've spoken to Billy and to James Derry about the fact that the percentage of the so-called experts, the pundits out there, are all putting Mansfield Town down as relegation favourites and everything else. What's the feeling inside the camp?
The feeling's been good. We've worked really hard over the pre-season, and I think the game last weekend, Huddersfield, that was... I think that was pretty good for us because it was sort of slap in the face against a very good Huddersfield side, and I think if we do stick together and we work hard, and like I say, the result today was excellent because we did come back from a goal down, which last season we would have just folded, and we came back strong and we finished the game the strongest team. You know, I thought we had a load of chances towards the end, and we ended up coming off a little bit disappointed with the draw, but the atmosphere in the changing room is excellent. Martin McIntosh has been a massive signing for us with his sort of experience and leadership. It doesn't let the younger players sort of off the hook at all, and they have to keep focusing and concentrating every game.
I'll tell you what did impress me as well was the midfield today as well. With Bell, I thought Bell played well, Dan Martin, and I thought you were the man of the match, other than that, I thought Stephen Dawson played an absolute cracking game in the central midfield.
Yeah, Dawson played excellent. I don't think anyone was man of the match today. I thought the whole team performance was excellent. I think sometimes forwards get too much praise for scoring goals, but
there's a reason. I'm not just sucking up to you. The reason being, Pettigrew is not a small lad,
and
you have caused him problem after problem after problem all the way through. You've won your headers, you've created chances. Admittedly, I think you could have done with putting another one away, but other than that, you have had a good game. So don't put yourself down, Mr. Bowling. You've played well enough to deserve man at match.
Yeah, I did okay, but I thought the team was excellent today, and when a team does play well, it's never down to one individual, and I thought excellent. I thought the subs that came on were energetic and they brought something to the team. Ricky looked sharp, and Nathan came on the wing, and he was
laid a couple of really good chances on for you.
He was unlucky with a great shot he had, and he looked energetic. you know, the midfield worked hard and they were winning tackles and putting good balls on, and the defence looked solid. You know, they, the goal that they did score was an excellent finish. You know, but I thought we looked pretty solid, especially away from home. So, you know, nothing to get carried away with, but you know, it's a decent start.
Looking forward to Tuesday night and a difficult trip to Oldham Athletic in the Carling Cup. Not going to be an easy game for Mansfield. I'm sure one that the side aligns with full of confidence.
I think, you know, there's not too much pressure on us because, you know, not a lot of people will you know, expect us to go there and win. But you know, it'll be a tough game. They'll come firing out the blocks against us at home, and I think it's, you know, it's going to be a case of soaking up the pressure and then trying to hit them on the counter attack.
Well, that's Stags goal scorer Mickey Balding scoring an absolute screamer, and Steve Hawshaw missed it typically. I'll have to set the video when I get home. Mickey, thank you very much.